Rhode Island expands USI gaming market with Bally's launch. Rhode Island has now joined the ranks of US states embracing the burgeoning iGaming industry, becoming the 7th state to do so. On Tuesday, iGaming officially launched in the New England state with the introduction of Bally's and its online casino. Quick turnaround. The journey toward this milestone began when Rhode Island passed the necessary legislation on June 22, 2023. Governor Dan McKee signed Senate Bill 9248 into law, effectively extending Bally's land-based casino monopoly into the realm of iGaming. Under the new regime, Bally's customers in the state can now enjoy a variety of gaming options via desktop or an iOS mobile app. Initially, around 170 slot games will be available to players who are at least 21 years old and hold an online or mobile account with Bally's. The recent public launch of the online gaming product followed a 4-day technical trial period that commenced on Friday. To enhance the experience, live table games supplier StakeLogic is supporting the launch with its live dealer and table game software and studio technology. Rhode Island Senate President Dominic Ruggerio emphasized that iGaming would position the state at the forefront of the competitive gaming industry. The move reflects Rhode Island's commitment to staying ahead in this rapidly evolving market. Bally's wins the lottery. The state's iGaming landscape will be a unique one. In 2021, state legislators approved a law granting Bally's and its IGT gaming supplier a 20-year no-bid contract to operate both land-based casinos in Rhode Island, Bally's Twin Rivers Lincoln Casino Resort and Bally's Tiverton Casino and Hotel. This existing monopoly extends seamlessly into the online realm, with Bally's online arm, Gamesys, serving as the sole operator active in the state. Gamesys operates under various brands, including Virgin Casino, Tropicana Casino, and others. Bally's will have to pay a 50% tax on its online slot revenue, with the remaining proceeds divided between Bally's and IGT. Table games, on the other hand, will only be subject to a revenue tax of 18%. To support the iGaming launch, Bally's constructed a 4,000-square-foot live dealer table game studio at Twin Rivers. The Rhode Island Division of the Lottery will regulate iGaming in the state, with oversight provided by the organization's director, Mark Furcolo. Geolocation technology will ensure that players are physically within the state, although certain circumstances allow betting out of state through reciprocal agreements with other regulators. Given Rhode Island's monthly earnings reports for sports betting, the timing of this iGaming launch appears opportune. As the 7th state to embrace this digital frontier, Rhode Island is poised to make its mark in the ever-evolving world of online gaming.